You're listening to SBS News.
We want freedom, freedom of all mandates, and that's what we're fighting for. We're Canadian, and we want to be free Canadians.
Freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice.
Enough of the tyranny.
It's a cold night in Canada's Ontario, and these demonstrating truckers are rugged up, keeping themselves fed with pizza and other fast food offerings as they create a blockade to one of the busiest border crossings between the United States and Canada. They say they want freedom and an end to oppression, calling for changes to vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions. The blockade at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, prevented traffic from entering Canada, although some US-bound traffic was still moving. The bridge carries 25% of all trade between Canada and the US, and Canadian politicians are becoming increasingly worried about the economic effects of the blockade. Windsor's Mayor Drew Dilkins says the protest is doing widespread damage.
In a democracy, everyone has the right to protest peacefully. It's part of what makes Canada great. But the economic and social harm that these protests are having here in Windsor, in Ottawa, and across Canada is quite significant. The resolution to this will require a whole-of-government approach, with leadership required from Ottawa and Queen's Park to bring down the temperature and resolve these protests peacefully.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the border protests pose a risk to supply chains and workers in both countries.
The blockade poses a risk to supply chains for the auto industry because the bridge is a key conduit for motor vehicles, components and parts, and delays risk disrupting auto production. We support peaceful protest, but we have concerns when those protests turn violent. And certainly I think it's important for everyone in Canada and the United States to understand what the impact of this blockage is, potential impact on workers, on the supply chain, and that is where we are most focused.
Car makers, already suffering from a global shortage of semiconductors needed to power their cars, are being particularly affected. Ford Motor Company says it has been forced to shut down one Canadian plant and reduce production at another. Other car manufacturers like Toyota and Honda are expected to have to do the same. Several key Canadian government ministers implored the protesters to return home. Marco Mendicino, the Minister of Public Safety, says that demonstrators are only hurting Canadians.
Whatever the frustrations, disagreements, any of those who are participating in the convoy may have with the government's strategy, not only the federal government, but the provincial government and other governments may have with the strategy out of the pandemic, none of that justifies continuing to participate in a convoy, which is hurting Canadians. And these are not abstract principles. We're talking about farmers and ranchers in Alberta who can't sell their meat in the U.S. We're talking about retail employees in Ottawa who for quite some time now have been unable to go back to work.
Omar Al-Ghabra, the Minister of Transport, pointed out the irony of the anti-vaccination protests.
This blockade is forcing some factories to send workers home. It's interfering with Canadians' ability to earn a living and access essential goods, including food from grocery stores. A significant amount of central Canada's produce and other fresh food crosses at that point of entry. And to be honest, I find it ironic that the same people who were trying to sell Canadians fake stories about empty shelves are now the ones causing these shelves to go empty.
Paul Cox has been a trucker for 37 years. He drives from Canada to Pennsylvania four times a week and hauls light oil back to his home country. He's trying to cross from the US state of Michigan back to Ontario, but is expecting a six-hour-plus wait to cross. He says while the protests are mostly about COVID mandates, they also have a lot to do with how he and his fellow truck drivers are treated.
Well, they're saying it's 5 to 6 hours to cross. But I'm not really sure that the blockade is justified. I have different feelings either way. I think there's a lot more issues that they need to be dealing with. It's an inconvenience. I support them in some respects, but in other respects, I think this is a culmination of a lot of things. You know, it's just domino effect. A whole bunch of stuff added up, and that's what it turned out to be. Is guys, hate to say it, but pissed off.
There seems to be no end in sight for the blockades, with many protesters championed by Canada's Conservative-led opposition. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has condemned that support in Parliament after one such Conservative member accused him of disrespecting Canadians.
You cannot stop a pandemic with blockades. You cannot end a pandemic by decree. You can't end a pandemic by legislation. You need to end a pandemic by relying on science, by public health measures, and by vaccinations. He talks about empty grocery store shelves. He talks about disruptions to supply chains. The reality is, Mr. Speaker, right now, people in Windsor are suffering and losing their jobs because they can't get auto parts across the Ambassador Bridge. People in Alberta are seeing shelves empty because they can't get deliveries across the Coutts border crossing. And this Conservative Party that supports these blockades won't even stand up and say, enough is enough, it's time to go home.
Copycat protests are now also springing up in Australia, New Zealand and France, while truckers in the US say they are planning similar demonstrations. For more information on COVID-19 in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tina Quinn, SBS News.